Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. Fourth week of the 2021 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for introduction of general bills and constitutional amendments has passed. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house is Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. House County Affairs Committee passes County Supervisor Salary Revision Bill, House Bill 1155. On Tuesday, January 26th, House Bill 1155 passed out of the House County Affairs Committee. This is a double referred measure, and it now resides in the House Appropriations Committee for consideration. This measure will fail if it is not passed out of the House Appropriations Committee by Tuesday, February the 2nd. Key points about the bill. This is an authorization for county supervisors' salary. It is not a mandate from the state. County supervisors will have to vote on the raise if they choose to accept it. If it is passed as introduced, supervisors will have the opportunity to vote themselves a raise in 2021 and 2022. And from 2023 and beyond, they will be able to vote themselves a raise based on the federal inflation through the Social Security Administration. Healthcare measures passes both House and Senate committees. Medicare in lieu, Senate Bill 2189 and House Bill 493. This week, both the House and Senate committees pass out a cost savings measure as it pertains to county healthcare. Both Senate Bill 2189 and House Bill 493 allows counties and cities the discretion to offer their Medicare-eligible employees the option to transition from the county health benefit plan over to Medicare. Both measures are currently on the floor calendar of their respective chambers. First Responders Health and Safety Act, Senate Bill 2336. On Thursday, January 28th, the Senate Insurance Committee passed out Senate Bill 2336. This measure addresses the First Responders Health and Safety Act of 2019. This measure extends the mandatory implementation of the act to year 2023. This is a necessary bill because if no funding stream can be established to fund the act, then both counties and cities will have to pay a defined benefits occupational hazard cancer policy for firefighters and law enforcement officers. This measure now resides on the Senate floor calendar. Rural Fire Truck Funding, Senate Bill 2602. On Thursday, January the 28th, the Senate Insurance Committee passed out Senate Bill 2602. With this bill starting July the 1st, 2021 and ending July 30th, 2022, $5 million shall be diverted and deposited into the Rural Fire Truck Fund or Supplementary Rural Fire Truck Fund to be used only for the purchase of fire trucks that are less than 5 years old. Note, this measure is double referred and it now resides in the Senate Appropriations Committee. Rural Fire Truck Acquisition Authorization, Senate Bill 2062. On Thursday, January the 28th, the Senate Appropriations Committee passed Senate Bill 2062. This measure gives authorization for another round of rural fire trucks acquisitions. This concludes this week's MAS Podcast Legislative Update. Thank you.